In other news, Chunk Uger over at the Young Jerks, that slobs, always just lurched over his desk shouting about President Trump, announced that he finally has woken up about a certain false flag attack, a certain lie hop, let it happen on purpose, incident that happened 25 years ago, noting that he no longer believes the official 9/11 story. Well, better late than never. Chuck, it only took him 25 years of seeing lie after lie after lie from the government to finally realize that the vast majority, if not all, major wars are started from false flag operations. I guess he finally came to this conclusion after going down the Epstein rabbit hole and just realizing how deep and dark and just widespread the deep state and whatever you want to call these networks are. He says, they've been lying the whole, our government doesn't work for us. They've been lying the whole time. Well, no kidding, Chunk. He adds, to my normie friends who will be outraged by this, we have been brainwashed by the corporate media our whole lives. They said that anything that isn't the official government story is a conspiracy theory. Only insane people believe to gaslight you into never questioning the government. Wow, what a revelation. Imagine saying this in 2026. As if it's some brilliant revelation. Like, imagine being so dumb that it took you until 2026 to finally realize this. He goes on, why am I questioning this now? That's obvious. We just found out our government was lying to us for decades about the Epstein stuff. And our government protected the perpetrators instead of American children. You have to be an idiot to trust the U.S. government now. Yeah, well, you'd have to be an idiot to learn about Operation Northwoods and trust the government about what happened regarding the official story on 9/11. You'd have to be an idiot to know about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which got us into the Vietnam War, to believe and trust what the U.S. government tells us now about wars.
2000 classroom.
A covert operation by one country's operatives pretending to be from another country is a false this attack. It's called a false flag attack.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
You'd have to be an idiot to know about the Clean Break Report, which was put together back in 1996 by a bunch of neocons and Benjamin Netanyahu, where they outlined their plan to remove Saddam Hussein from power in order to protect Israel and then not be able to connect the dots about the fake weapons of mass destruction hoax, which then expanded the war on terror from Afghanistan into Iraq.
Something happened in 1954 that I think we should be aware of. We should not forget these moments in history. This is something that's thrown down the rabbit hole of history. It's called the Lavon Affair, named after the former Israeli defense minister, Finhas Lavon. So this was an attempted false flag operation, codenamed Operation Susanna, carried out by Israeli spies in Egypt in 1954. So these Zionist Israeli agents in Egypt planted bombs in busy civilian areas in Cairo and Alexandria, where Americans and the British would often visit, like movie theaters and libraries. The plan was to commit terrorism by killing civilians, especially Americans, and then blame Egyptian Muslims in order to cause tensions between Egypt and the West. The plan fell apart, and the Zionist spies were caught and then confessed the Lavon Affair.
You cited during your speech truth as the most important tenet of American conservatism. Why, therefore, did you call irrelevant the Israeli attack in 1967 on the USS Liberty, which left dozens of American servicemen dead and hundreds wounded?
With massive American flags on the deck, we're a friendly ship, and the Israelis knew it. They had it in their control room on the wall. Friendly. They knew it. And the scout ships that were flying that morning knew it. So it's a lie that it was a mistake. It was not a mistake. We have the documents. We know that it wasn't a mistake. It was intentional.
But I didn't realize, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to say it for some reason.
No, you can't say it. Like, these are things that you're not allowed to talk about.
Right. You can criticize the U.S. government, but, you know.
Yeah.
Here's Lindsey Graham hanging out in Ben Shapiro's favorite country, kind of letting the cat out of the bag regarding America's foreign policy and them.
The wars of the future are being planned here in Israel, because if you're not one step ahead of the enemy, you suffer. The most clever, creative military forces on the planet are here in Israel.
And they put together the Clean Break Report and the Project for the New American Century. And were behind the fake yellow cake documents, which were used as supposed evidence to dupe American people into supporting invading Iraq. They had the means. They were going to build WMDs.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
Well, that's a topic for a whole other video. If you enjoy watching my reports, then support my work by buying me a coffee by clicking the link in the description below. It's just a way for you to tip your favorite content creator, you know, kind of figuratively by buying them a coffee. It's way better than leaving a super chat or a super thanks, because YouTube takes 30% right off the top. So just click the link in the description below, head on over there and check it out.